Ordinance is adopted, and we will move on to 1106.
Accept bid of James W. Fowler Company and authorize a 3-year price agreement for urgent rehabilitation of sanitary and stormwater sewers for a not-to-exceed amount of $9 million.
Hi, my name is Scott Clement. I'm with the Bureau of Environmental Services. And what we're putting in front of you today is a tool that we developed because there was a need. Right now, to get projects... There's a few slides that come with this. I'll keep speaking while I'm getting some help here. Right now, we have two avenues available to get work done to take care of our infrastructure, to build new infrastructure, and that's the conventional path, which takes design, bid, build, or we have emergencies. And this tool will allow us to be more responsive to those needs in our infrastructure that don't meet the definition of emergency, but need critical attention. So this will allow us to shorten us the time it takes to go from design to build by 17 weeks. This tool, it's going to shorten the time it takes us to move a project from identification of issuance notice to proceed to the notice to proceed by removing the 17 weeks that it normally takes us now. It's going to reduce the administration of both BES construction and design for getting the projects through this process. Through this tool, we're planning on completing up to $3 million a year of system rehabilitation work. A few unique contract provisions. Undefined scopes of work at the time of contract award. With this tool, the project specificity will be identified when we issue the work order. Services work performed within fixed periods and at fixed unit prices are part of this contract. Something of note, the workforce and training hiring program goals will be applied at the time that we issue work orders through this tool. On the Minority Women ESB program, the good faith efforts are going to be completed at the work order instead of at the time of contract. Our goal of 35% for participation is in place. And on that, the contractor that has been, or we're looking to award this contract, Fowler, has a great history of exceeding our city's goals. And it's not only the contractor, but the people that they've assigned to this contract we have personal experience with, and also the people on the city side were part of past projects with Fowler where we exceeded this goal greatly.
Could you back up one slide? Was that your last slide?
Yes.
So undefined scopes of work at time of contract award, is that a good thing?
Correct. This contract had within it an all-inclusive bid tab, over 300 items on the bid tab. On this bid tab, we wrote in all the unit prices, sort of a fixed unit price that we would pay. The basis of award was the contractor's multiplier. Now, with this, since this is a tool to allow us to go in and rehabilitate our sanitary systems wherever there's an urgent need, we don't have project specificity at the time of contract award. That's identified during the preparation of a work order, and that's manifests itself in a set of plans that are given to the contractor, where then we agree on the quantities that define the price in the work order.
So, yeah, I guess remembering this is for emergency service repairs. Is that correct?
Not quite emergency. We have a tool for that, but for those projects that, if we weren't to take action, would turn into emergencies.
Okay. Great. Christine Moody, did you want to add something?
Yes, unless Commissioner Novick has a question.
Well, I just have a definitional question, which is how do we define what's a situation where our regular old procurement processes are just fine versus an emergency situation versus an urgent situation? Because if we're creating a new category, I'd like to be able to articulate, you know, what's the difference?
Well, emergency is imminent risk of failure and risk of safety to health and safety of the public. Our conventional process handles everything else currently. Now, this new one, what we're calling the urgent rehab, addresses system that have failed, but it hasn't been a catastrophic failure. There's been no impact to health and safety. But the risk is high enough that we want to be able to move forward from the completion of design to get a contractor out there within a week or two instead of the 17 weeks to start to fix it.
So our current emergency rules don't allow for the idea that we really need something done within a week or two, just that there's been a catastrophic failure?
Well, from what I've seen, the emergencies are dealing with catastrophic failures.
And Christine Moody, Procurement Services. Emergencies have to meet an appropriate definition that's in code. And so we do have emergency provisions that we do work on with BES. This is a little bit different. This is a price agreement in which, like Scott said, we're going to be issuing work orders for those specific items rather than going out to bid. This is the first time we are doing this, so this is a pilot. That is one reason why it is 3 years, so that we can evaluate how well it's working as we go through time and see if that is truly meeting the need of BES before we embark on additional price agreements like this.
Following up on Commissioner Novick's question, Christine, do you feel that there's enough clarity about definitions here so that we're not creating a category which is going to then be expanded to cover work that was technically non-emergency?
Yes, and I believe there is a cap on the work orders. Is that correct?
Well, the work orders are capped at the low end, so we don't impact the prime contractor development program. We're not going to be putting out work orders less than $350,000. We are limited to $3 million a year. We've estimated the average cost of work orders to use this path at about $500,000.
So do I understand that this is sort of a pilot for the concept of urgent but not emergency, and if the pilot is successful, then we might sort of expand that new category to other situations?
I'm not sure if we would expand it to other different categories, but I think we have looked at how we may use this similar type of methodology with those smaller dollar values. There were six bids received on this project, and J.W. Fowler was the lowest responsive bidder. And as Scott stated, as each work order is issued, we will be having J.W. Fowler perform good faith efforts. So at that time, they'll be going out and doing outreach for subcontractors for that work, and we will be approving that within our office before those work orders are actually executed.
What's the hammer for that? Because often the fact that contracts have to come to council and that we ask questions about minority and women in between getting the agreement and coming to council, you have been able to negotiate with an operator to get a better women and minority participation. What stick will you have if it's not coming to council?
Well, I think part of it is just our past relationship with J.W. Fowler and the participation that they've had on both BES and Water Bureau and parks and transportation projects. So they have been a very good partner over the past years. We also will not execute a work order, and that's something that procurement and BES will need to discuss if they're not obtaining those goals.
One more thing I could add to that is that this contract has the ability to be renewed twice for a total of 3 years. Part of the decision to renew is going to be the contractor's performance. So we are going to be looking at, did they meet our aspirational goals?
I have a question. We originally, on May 7th, 2014, authorized you to go out and contract for this purpose. In the memo that I have, it says it's initial contract term of 1 year, renewable up to an additional 2 years. So what will you learn in year one? What do you need to know in year one in order to exercise the option for years two and three?
Well, I'll speak for the stuff that we'll be looking for is the workforce requirements and the subcontracting requirements. So within that first year, if the work orders are being issued and we're having a hard time with J.W. Fowler completing any kind of outreach or subcontracting and meeting any of the city's goals, then that would cause me to have a conversation about the additional renewals. And Scott, you can speak to
that.
That
sounds
technical.
A little bit more like the hammer that Commissioner Fritz was referring to. It's not just a 3-year contract. It's a 1-year with an option.
Correct.
And so you're going to have to be satisfied that certain objectives are met in year one before you exercise the option.
That's correct.
Correct. In addition to what Christine stated, we're going to be looking at, did they meet the other contractual requirements? Did they finish the work orders as stipulated, within scope, within budget, within schedule?
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Were you through, Christine? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anybody that wishes to testify on this item?
No one else signed up.
Okay. So we need a motion to accept the procurement report.
I move the, so move.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Carla, please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Based on the presentation that we just had and the confidence I have in the procurement officer as well as in BES, the commissioner in charge of BES, and your confidence in this company, I'm comfortable moving forward with this pilot. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
The report is adopted. And we'll